Maybe now we'll find out who's right. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president looked confident speaking in Anbar yesterday. He was surrounded by troops eager to finish the job in Iraq. No hint of discontent, except for the one soldier who mentioned that being home for only 5 months is tough on families, but even he said it with a smile. And there was Air Force One sitting serene and unmolested on a desert airstrip. Katie Couric wore body armor for her marketplace walk, but the square was peaceful and overflowing with produce. The president said again, this is a fight we must win, but by visiting a place where the locals now support us, he also sent the message that this is a fight we can win. And if the success of the surge in Anbar can be repeated, American troops, he says, will not just come home, but come home in triumph at some unspecified date. That's what the surge can accomplish, and I think we all got the message. Meanwhile, in Basra, Iraq's second largest city, the British have adopted the opposite approach, redeployed to bases and let the Iraqi army run day-to-day security. Iraqi officials warn the British that the Iraqi army has been compromised by Shiite militias, but British commanders are convinced that it's the British uniforms that have motivated the violence, and so, with very little ceremony and no declaration of victory, the British flag is gone. And for the first time since 2003, there are now no foreign forces in Basra itself. So there it is, a real-life laboratory experiment, a U.S. strategy based on the promise of military victory versus a British strategy based on cutting casualties. We're about to find out who's right. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.